Last session, talk of a venture capital bill that could be as large as $400 million never went anywhere, with the price tag lowered to $25 million and plans for a more independent fund manager in place. This year's venture capital bill received a broad bipartisan vote. Baraboo Assembly Democrat Fred Clark said venture capital was lacking in Wisconsin, and the state needed to help.
Government has a role to step in and do what's necessary to assure that essential things happen. And to whatever extent the private sector may not be delivering that right now, we have a responsibility to complement that to help make it happen.
The venture capital fund that would be created under this bill would focus on five industries: agriculture, information technology, engineering, advanced manufacturing, and medical devices. Rob Call of Monona was one of several Democrats to question why bioscience was left off the list.
We need to have biosciences and technology have an opportunity for us to make those investments.
Republican Mike Kuglich of New Berlin said that with limited funds to invest, the state needed to focus on its core industries first.
When we're going to put state tax dollars in jeopardy or invest them, then we need to make sure that the program we put in place has the best opportunity for success.
Republican Senator Alberta Darling recently had a different take, telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that social conservatives were worried about state money being invested in embryonic stem cell research. Only two lawmakers voted against the plan yesterday, which heads next to the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.